Hello.
Hey, is this Karen?
Yes.
Hey, Karen, this is Zach. You reached out about your property on Arbor Park Drive.
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, it was. I got a text message saying, "See what you're up and see what you know." I wasn't expecting to, I thought I would just see a number on the internet, not my number be sent to a bunch of real estate agents or investors.
You said, well, what did the text message originally say?
Something about see what kind of offer you could get for your property.
So you're not actually interested in selling it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really thinking about selling right now, no.
Oh, okay. What made you fill out the form?
Like I said, I clicked, I thought it was going to be like something that was going to pop up, not, real estate investors calling me. I thought it was just going to be, an instant, you click on something on the internet
Yep.
and not, I wasn't expecting to,
Hear from me.
or anybody. I was expecting to get an offer over the phone. Like, you go on Zillow, it'll give you an estimate. That's what I was expecting.
You mean his estimate?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to bother you if you're not interested in selling. I get it. I'm
Okay.
interested though. I mean, I have houses over there. Done a few of them over there. So I do buy in that area. What made, I know you said besides the numbers, is there anything else that made you think about selling or just more curious?
I don't know. I mean, I've thought of it off and on, but the buying, selling means I was selling at this number at a high number. Also means I would be buying at a high number, so.
Well, not necessarily. Just depends on if you're downsizing or it just depends on your plans.
I mean, real estate, the numbers is up everywhere, right? It doesn't matter what you're doing.
I mean, that's just how.
Everything is more now than it was before, so.
Right. Some people are, having trouble adjusting to the new standard of, what, $200,000 house is. There's not really much left. Not that that pertains to yours, but it pertains around, the general conversation.
Well, I mean, I've been here for a long time, so
What, 30 years?
no, not quite that. Was it 2006?
I was built in, yes, built in 95, I believe, 'cause I'm
Yeah,
really
well, I'm not the first owner, so.
okay. Second owner.
I think I'm the third owner.
Oh, okay.
But I can't even get it. I probably wouldn't even be able to get an apartment.
Why not? Is that what you want?
No, I don't. But I'm saying renting an apartment costs as much as what I'm paying in mortgage. So.
Well, I mean, that's the benefit of taking advantage of, what the market had to offer back in the day. So, you know, what's, I guess, you know, just kind of being transparent, what's going to, you know, what makes sense for you? I mean, you know, you obviously peaked, you had a little bit of a peaked interest. I mean, it's a fairly decent, you know, relatively big house as well. Are you looking to downsize? Upsize?
Probably downsize.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm quite familiar with the area. You know, have you thought, are you staying within the area if you do decide to go, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, we have, you know, a ton of programs out there that, you know, might fit what you're looking for. And, you know, I know you're on the fence whether you want to sell it or not, but I don't want to pressure you or, you know, feel like, you know, you haven't thought about it, you know, clearly, but we're definitely interested if, you know, you want to continue the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing anything right now.
Okay. And also, I would like to just say, we do offer, you know, moving assistance. So, you know, if you, you know, looking for that next place, we do offer assistance with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, you can't really go off much. I mean, it is, you know, I know you said you're looking to downsize. I mean, what, I guess, you know, how long are you going to wait? And, you know, is it something that you need to do, or you just kind of want to do it?
I mean, I don't need to, and, you know, I don't know. I'm just. And if and when I decide to sell, I won't be, the chances of selling to an investor is slim.
Why is that?
Because, obviously, you want to buy it for less than what I get on the general market. You're not going to pay, you know.
Well, that's not necessarily true. If, you know, I don't have to buy the house and you don't have to sell it. It makes us great candidates to at least have a conversation. You know, we work within the state and, you know, offer programs to people. You know, if you're looking for just an investor, just to give you an insulting price, I mean, that's not who we are.
What did you say?
So if you're looking for an investor that's going to, you know, give you a price that insults you, that's not who we are. I mean, we, you know, we believe that there has to be a winner in every deal on all sides of the table. And, you know, if it was primed and, you know, in perfect condition, then I think that, you know, a retail side of things is where you would look at it. But, you know, I'm almost 99% sure I know I've seen this house with my own eyes on the outside. I haven't seen the inside, obviously, but I think we can, you know, agree that it would need some updating. Hello?
Yeah.
Am I making sense, or, I mean, you tell me.
I don't know.
Well, I do know, and that, you know, changes things, but, you know, one thing I, you know, can say is we have definitely helped people get to age.
If you feel like the house needs a lot of updating just on the outside, what are you talking about? Siding and landscaping and so that's, you know, there's no way you're going to pay top dollar if you feel like you got to put thousands of dollars in it to renovate.
Well, I'm just being logical here. I mean, if, you know, I haven't seen the inside. If you were staying, you know, just let's just say you were going to keep the house and you had maybe $80,000 to spend, I mean, what kind of improvements would you do? Well, Karen, I'm, you know, genuinely interested in it, and it sounds like, you know, you're not totally sure. Well, and I get it. But there's really nothing I can do, you know, if you're not sure. And you know, it just sounds like price is really the most important thing to you. You know. Have you even thought about what, you know, what something like that would look like when this is all said and done?
What? Well, what would look like?
Your perfect, you know, perfect process for when you sell it.
I don't know what you mean by perfect process.
Meaning if, you know, if you get from A to B, what are you looking to, you know, to gather from the, you know, what are you looking to achieve? You know, are you trying to, you know, pay off something, you know, maybe the new house, or you, I mean, I'm just asking general questions here.
I guess I'm not been looking to do anything really, so.
No?
Guess that's why I'm still here.
Well, that kind of puts me in a hard understanding. Sounds like you want to, but you're not sure how to navigate this. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
No, I guess, I mean, like when you ask the question, what am I looking to do? Am I looking to, what, pay off something? No, I'm not looking to pay off anything. I'm not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm fine where I am. I guess I'm still here.
Are you from the area?
No, I'm from New York.
Okay. Big leap from here to New York.
Excuse me?
Said it's a big leap from New York to here. Meaning, you know, why Richmond? What brought you here?
Family.
Okay. Are they on board, or they want you to sell it, or is it not something that you talked with them about?
No, I haven't talked to anybody about it.